No one was injured and a dog was rescued following a third Coquitlam house fire in 7 days. 20 firefighters from several local fire halls extinguished a blaze at a home east of Walton Park in the early hours of Thursday, Feb. 23, but the cause is not yet known. The incident took place around 1:30 a.m. in the Eagle Ridge neighborhood near the intersection of Stanley Place and Hudson Street. Coquitlam Deputy Fire Chief Scott Young explained to the Tri-City News the cold weather proved to be challenging as low temperatures caused water to freeze and create slippery conditions. Young added the flames were seen coming from the deck area and roof of the residence upon first responders' arrival. All four occupants inside and the dog made it out safely. Crews were able to douse the fire over an hour later and there was no damage to neighboring homes. This marks the third residential fire in single week for Coquitlam fire crews, and the second in as many days. Coquitlam first responders tended to a blaze in the city center neighborhood before 10 a.m. on Wednesday, February 22. A Creekside Drive house was destroyed and one person escaped with minor burns, according to Fire Chief Jim Ogloff. Black smoke was seen and captured on photo or video by local residents and commuters. We like to encourage people that, you know, fires happen, so smoke detectors are the best way to safely to get out of a potential fire, Young said. If you come across a fire in your neighborhood, call 911 right away. At Tri-City News, accidental fire. Hashtag Tri-City News, hashtag Coquitlam firefighters musical note original sound, Tri-City News. Meanwhile, RCMP are still investigating a four-home arson incident in Coquitlam's River Springs in the late hours of February 16. One person was arrested after two houses near the intersection of Keith Place and Parkland Drive were deemed as total losses from the suspected intentional blaze, displacing multiple residents in the process. A family dog inside one of the homes at the time of the fires was rescued and taken to Animal Hospital to be treated for minor injuries. And, Mounties believe the suspect and victims were known to each other. Intentionally setting a residence on fire shows a complete disregard for the safety of others, said Sergeant Kerry Ellis of Coquitlam RCMP's Criminal Investigation Department, CID. We are happy that no one was seriously injured and that officers were able to make a swift arrest of the suspect. Anyone with more information on the River Springs incident is encouraged to call Coquitlam RCMP at 604-945-1550 and quote file number 2023-4413.